Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something that sits right in the heart of the tune, a clean ragga vocal layer for roller tactics, jungle energy, and old-school D&B vibes inside Ableton Live 12. The goal is not to make the vocal polished like a pop record. The goal is to make it feel raw, controlled, and intentional, like it belongs in the drum and bass system from the first second. A good ragga vocal does more than sit on top of the beat. It lives in the space between the drums and the bass. It adds attitude, identity, and that unmistakable call and response energy without stepping on the snare or swallowing the sub. And that's why this matters. In D&B, vocals can turn a loop into a tune instantly, but they can also wreck the mix just as fast if they bring too much low mid, too much fizz, too much stereo smear, or way too much reverb. So the real skill here is control. We want the vocal to cut through a loud club system, stay rhythmically locked, and keep the groove heavy. Start with the right source. Don't try to rescue a weak phrase with processing. Pick a ragga shout, chant, or hype line that already has the right attitude. Short phrases with strong consonants usually work best. Things that hit hard. Things like yo, move, bass, come on, or any line that leaves space between words. For old-school jungle and rollers, a short vocal shout often works better than a long soulful phrase. Drop it into an audio track in Ableton and loop just one or two bars if it's a chant, or two to four bars if it's a phrase. Trim the tails tightly so you can hear the groove. Then loop it against your break and bass and just listen. What to listen for here is simple. Does the phrase bounce naturally with the drums? Does it feel like it already wants to sit in the pocket? If yes, you're in the right zone. Next, decide what role the vocal is playing. Is it a hook layer, or is it more of a rhythmic texture? A hook layer is the memorable phrase that comes back every two, four, or eight bars. It's more upfront, more obvious, and great for drop identity. A rhythmic texture is more chopped, more percussive, and more about answering the drums than leading the tune. Why this works in D&B is because the genre thrives on repetition with variation. The vocal should feel like part of the machine. If it rambles across the bar line, it often weakens the groove. If it locks in with the break, it becomes another weapon in the rhythm section. Now lock the timing to the break, not just the grid. This is a big one. Put the vocal against your drums and bass and check where the snare is landing, where the ghosts are, and where the bass phrases are breathing. In jungle and rollers, the vocal often feels best just before the snare, right on the snare, or right after it in the little pocket of space that follows. Nudge the clip by small amounts. Sometimes 5 to 20 milliseconds is enough. Sometimes you might shift it by a 16th note if you want a more obvious push or drag. If it feels like it's racing ahead, pull it back a touch. If it feels lazy, push it slightly earlier. What to listen for is that moment when the vocal and snare stop feeling separate and start feeling like one event. That's the sweet spot. That's when the layer starts sounding like part of the groove instead of something pasted on top. Once the timing is right, clean the vocal with EQ 8. Start with a high pass somewhere around 100 to 180 Hz depending on the sample. Then cut any boxy mud in the 250 to 500 Hz range if it sounds cloudy. If it's biting too hard, tame some of that upper mid harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if there's fizzy air that gets in the way, a gentle dip around 8 to 10 kHz can help before you decide whether to brighten it later. Just be careful not to overscoop it. Ragga vocals need body and bark. If you carve away too much midrange, the whole thing loses authority and starts sounding weak. Now it's time to add controlled grit. This is where the vocal gets enough harmonics to cut through dense breaks and a heavy bass line. Ableton gives you a few great stock options for this. Saturator is a classic move. Start with a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if the vocal is peaky. Then follow it with a compressor to keep the level steady. Another option is drum bus for a rougher, dirtier character. Use it lightly. Keep the boom low unless you specifically want more chest. Then clean up any mud or sharpness after it with EQ. The idea is not to make it bigger in a generic way. The idea is to give it the kind of edge that helps it survive a full D&B mix. You can think of it like this. If the vocal is there for attitude, let it get gritty. If it's there for story, keep it clearer. Either way, the harmonics help it read on a club system. Now shape the dynamics. A compressor or glue compressor can keep shouted syllables and quieter words under control. Start with a moderate ratio, maybe 2:1 to 4:1. Use a slightly slower attack if you want the consonants to keep their snap. Something around 10 to 30 milliseconds can work well. Then set the release to follow the phrase, maybe 50 to 150 milliseconds depending on the rhythm. You don't want to crush the life out of it. Ragga delivery depends on movement and attitude. Overcompressing makes every word sound flat. If the sample is really inconsistent, even out the clip gain first before leaning too hard on compression. That usually sounds more natural. Now let's talk about space, because this is where a lot of people get it wrong. In jungle and old school DNB, huge reverb on a vocal can blur the groove and steal impact from the snare. So keep the ambience short and deliberate. A small room, a slap, or a rhythmic echo usually works better than a big awash. If you use reverb, keep the decay short, maybe 0.4 to 1.2 seconds, and give it a little pre-delay so the front of the vocal stays clear. High cut the return so it doesn't fizz out, and low cut it so it doesn't cloud the bass. If you want movement, echo is great for this. A rhythmic delay throw on the last word of a phrase can make the whole section feel alive without turning everything into a blur. The main idea is to keep the center strong. Let the atmosphere frame the vocal, not swallow it. Now bring the full mix in. Drums, bass, vocal, everything. This is where the real test happens. Mute and unmute the vocal and listen to what it does to the snare. Listen to what it does to the bass. Listen to whether it masks any ghost notes or break detail. If the vocal fights the snare, try a small dip around 180 to 300 Hz for boxiness, or around 2 to 4 kHz if it's clashing with a snare crack. If it's stepping on the bass harmonics, high pass a little higher and keep the vocal more mid-focused. The key is not to keep adding processing forever. Sometimes the best move is to stop, once the drums still punch and the vocal still reads clearly. And here's a useful reminder. If it sounds exciting soloed but weak in the track, the problem is often placement, not brightness. Don't just reach for more top end. Check the timing first. Check the snare relationship first. That usually solves more than another EQ boost ever will. From there, automate it like an arrangement tool. Don't leave the vocal at the same level for the whole tune. Ride the volume, open a filter, increase the send to delay or reverb on the last word, and maybe push a little extra saturation during a fill or turnaround. In an intro, you might use a filtered fragment. In the build, let the phrase get clearer. On the drop, use the full hook or a chop chant every 2 or 4 bars. In the breakdown, give the vocal a little more space. Then on the second drop, change the treatment so it feels like a new moment, not just more of the same. That kind of movement makes the vocal feel like part of the arrangement logic, and that's a huge part of the old-school jungle mindset. The vocal isn't just decoration. It's a signal. It's a marker. It tells the listener where they are in the tune. Keep an eye on mono too. Dry vocal cores should stay centered and survive club playback. If you've used width, make sure it lives mostly in the delay or reverb returns, not in the dry signal itself. In a loud system, a wide dry vocal can turn into mush fast. Keep the dry line solid in the middle and let the edges provide the movement. A really strong workflow habit here is to print your vocal once you've got the pocket and tone right. Commit to auto. Then you can chop tails, reverse a word, pitch a fragment, or duplicate the phrase with slightly different treatment. In DNB, that printed approach is often better than endlessly tweaking live plugins. It turns the vocal into a sample you can perform with. For darker or heavier rollers, keep the dry vocal ugly in a good way. Clean enough to understand, rough enough to feel authentic. Use short consonant heavy phrases when the tune is really dark, because they cut through better than long melodic notes. And if you want extra menace, distort the return, not the dry vocal. That way the front edge stays intelligible and the tail gets sinister. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the vocal too wide. Don't over-high pass it until it loses all chest. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't leave it drifting behind the beat. Don't compress it so hard that every word sounds dead. And don't mix it in isolation without the bass line active, because that's where people get fooled. A vocal can sound great soloed and still destroy the groove once the sub comes back in. So here's the core takeaway. A clean rag of vocal layer in DNB is about rhythm, attitude, and control. Choose a phrase that naturally works with the break. Time it against the snare and bass. Clean it with EQ8. Add grit with saturation or drum boss. Keep compression moderate. Use short space instead of wash. Automate it across the arrangement. Check mono, and always listen in full context. If you get it right, the vocal won't feel like a separate top layer. It'll feel embedded in the rhythm. It'll feel rude in the right way. It'll feel like the track has a voice. Now take that 15-minute exercise and build 1 8-bar loop with a single vocal phrase, 1 processed variation, and 1 automated delay or reverb throw on the last word. Then make a second 4-bar version that's a little more aggressive for a drop or turnaround. Keep it centered. Keep it tight. Keep it heavy. Do that, and you'll start hearing how a simple rag of vocal can turn a roller into a real DNB weapon. Nice work.